Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to Daily Detachment. How Stoics Stay Unbothered. I'm your host, Avery Hart. And let's face it, some days feel like our brains are running on a hamster wheel of negativity. We get caught in those thought spirals, replaying past mistakes or worrying about things we can't control. Sound familiar? Yeah, me too. But guess what? Those pesky negative thoughts don't have to run the show. That's why today, we're diving deep into the Stoic toolbox and learning how to overcome those negativity ninjas with some seriously powerful strategies. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, Stoicism? That sounds like sitting around in a toga contemplating life. Let me tell you, this is anything but stuffy. Think of it as mental kung fu, practical techniques for dealing with the daily chaos and becoming unshakable in the face of whatever life throws at us. So, strap in, my friends, because we're about to unlock some serious mental muscle. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you ditch those negative thoughts and embrace a more positive outlook. 1. Recognize those thought traps. First things first, you've got to become aware of the negativity patterns that trip you up. Ever notice how your mind tends to jump to worst-case scenarios? Or how it focuses on what went wrong instead of what went right? Recognizing these thought traps is like seeing those landmines before you step on them. Once you know they're there, you can choose a different path. 2. Challenge your thoughts. Don't just accept negative thoughts as facts. Stoics believed in questioning everything, even our own minds. When that little voice pops up with, "I can't do this," or, "This is terrible," ask yourself, "Is there any real evidence to support this? Or am I letting fear take over?" Often, those negative thoughts are just distorted perceptions, not actual truths. 3. Focus on what you can control. We all have things in life that we can't control, the weather, other people's actions, even our own genes. But what we can control is our response to those things. Instead of dwelling on what you can't change, shift your energy towards what you can influence. Your attitude, your actions, and your choices. 4. Practice gratitude. This one sounds simple, but it's seriously powerful. Taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small, can completely shift your perspective. Think about that delicious cup of coffee you just had, the laughter you shared with a friend, or even the sunshine warming your face. 5. Embrace discomfort. Stoicism teaches us that avoiding discomfort is a recipe for unhappiness. It's through facing challenges and stepping outside our comfort zones that we grow and learn. So, next time you feel that urge to shy away from something difficult, remember, it might just be the biggest opportunity for growth. Okay, picture this. You're stuck in traffic on your way to an important meeting. Your mind starts racing with negative thoughts. I'm going to be late. This is a disaster. Everyone will think I'm incompetent. Sound familiar? Now, let's apply those Stoic principles. First, recognize that thought trap, the tendency to catastrophize. Then, challenge those thoughts. Is it really a disaster? Can you call ahead and explain the situation? What's one thing you can control in this moment? Maybe you could use this time to listen to an inspiring podcast or catch up on some emails. See? By focusing on what you can control and reframing your perspective, you turn that stressful situation into a more manageable one. So, remember my friends, those negative thoughts are just passing clouds, not storms. By using these Stoic tools, awareness, challenging your thoughts, focusing on the controllable, practicing gratitude, and embracing discomfort, you can weather any mental storm and emerge stronger and more resilient than ever before. Remember, you've got this. Keep practicing, keep learning, and keep detaching from those negativity ninjas. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of Stoic wisdom. Leave a review if you feel inspired. It truly helps others discover the power of daily detachment. And until next time, keep striving for that unbothered state of mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.